As a whole, ecosystems have tremendous potential. As time passes, they literally build potential, meaning there is more to go around for individual organisms, including humans, and they store potential that can be transferred to future productivity. Examples of ecosystem potential are the variety of seeds stored in a soil's seed bank, the buildup of organic matter in the soil, and the accumulation of carbon sequestered in the trees. Consider the potential of a single tree. When an almond seed awaits to germinate, it has its whole life ahead of it. As an oak seedling emerges, it is vulnerable. Many growing together means some will survive. As a pear tree grows strong, it can offer more and more to the ecosystem as a whole. It has so much to offer humans, too. A maturing ecosystem can initially offer us berries and kindling, then it might provide fruit, nuts, and shade, and finally, it would yield lumber, medicinal and edible mushrooms, and copious seeds for future tree planting. While a young tree can bear only a handful of pears, a mature pear tree might bear 300 pounds of pears. From one seed comes this pear tree that has the potential to produce 30,000 seeds. Of those thousands of seedlings, only a few become old-growth trees, which is why we have only a few heritage trees left. The depth of soil that was built by the prairie ecosystems of North America is another example of whole system potential. The deep soils had a high capacity to hold water through droughts and provided a great nutrient exchange. It was a productive ecosystem and habitats for many useful animal species, such as the bison. This ecosystem was very beneficial to humans for the last 10,000 years. It is tragically almost gone. Because it was so productive, it was quickly turned into farms in the 19th and 20th centuries for short-term agricultural gain. However, this is resulting in long-term pain for our society because we literally have eroded this amazing resource and are no longer benefiting from prairie ecosystem services. Returning the corn and grain belts of North America to a mix of regenerative farming and ecosystem restoration can help reverse climate change and improve farm productivity by recapturing carbon and putting it back into our soil and using it to improve yields. Soil organic matter is one of the most incredible results of mature ecosystems. It has immense potential to improve crop yields while helping mitigate climate change and other natural disasters. This prairie ecosystem has high species richness. The diverse plants have different forms and functions and provide habitat for many grassland birds, butterflies, and bees. It was also home to one of the most important species for human society to ever roam the earth, the bison. The ecological potential of the prairies is their deep, rich topsoil, which is now being farmed across Canada and the United States. As such, there is less than 1% of the original tallgrass prairie left. This current land use is not building potential. It is mining as a finite resource, the product of a once regenerative system. What is an edible ecosystem? An edible ecosystem is like any ecosystem, except it has more edible and useful plants. Edible ecosystems can be wild, or they can be designed and planted by humans. Sometimes an edible ecosystem is right under our nose, and we just have to recognize what is already there. And sometimes it requires the purposeful cultivation of a food forest with plants chosen for their usefulness to humans. A forest is an ecosystem. A fruit forest is an edible ecosystem. An edible ecosystem has a diversity of edible and useful plants for humanity. Humans have always been drawn to edible diversity, orienting our internal compass to true food north.